there was a developer who deadlocked a thread that hung and spun and caused overhead. I think it's dead. He put a try in a while loop to help the thread, to avoid the deadlock that hung and spun and caused overhead. I think it's dead. He added a yield so the loops were less, because while loop was causing the CPU stress. He put in a while loop to help the thread to avoid the deadlock that hung and spun and caused overhead. I think it's dead. He blocked on a socket to reduce the yields. He added a yield so the loops were less, because while loop was causing the CPU stress. He put in a while loop to help the thread to avoid the deadlock that hung and spun and caused overhead. I think it's dead. He added select to not permanently block on the socket he added to avoid the deadlock. He blocked on a socket to reduce the yields. He added a yield so the loops were less, because the loop was causing the CPU stress. He put in a while loop to help the thread to avoid the deadlock that hung and spun and caused overhead. I think it's dead. He tuned his kernel to allow for more sockets that he had to select so he wouldn't block it. He added select to not permanently block on the socket he added to avoid the deadlock. He blocked on a socket to reduce the yields. He added a yield so the loops were less, because while loop was causing the CPU stress. He put in a while loop to help the thread to avoid the deadlock that hung and spun and caused overhead. I think it's dead. He added I/O to the kernel instead. It all began to not deadlock a thread. It crashed instead.